providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Done with the top of the hour news from all of our affiliated stations. We're going to talk a little bit right now about how we kind of believe the Republican Party is making some mistakes. Some of those mistakes are being cleared up as early as our recording date, which is today, Friday. Marco Rubio is doing some serious discussions about the party, etc., and a number of other people. My personal opinion is this whole thing it boils down to nationalism versus globalism. The Democratic Party is globalistic. There's no question about that. I don't feel that America is in a strong enough position to be globalistic right now. I think they need to concentrate on mending their own fences. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we're in serious problems,
right,
internationally, and that's, you know, apparent from so many problems that we've got.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only economic, but actually military problems and the potential for threats. So what we're seeing is this external pressure and then the internal pressure, which is really dangerous when you're dealing with very organized and managed systems like the communist Chinese.
Yeah.
So
it's very dangerous.
Yeah, incredibly dangerous,
yeah.
And it encourages and emboldens actions. The Iranians are threatening, apparently, according to some intelligence sources, whether or not we can trust those or not, threatening Saudi infrastructure.
Yeah.
That would be very problematic right now for the energy industry and for, you know, prices, as we're going to stop selling our national stockpile here pretty quick, and
yeah,
prices are going to rise, and the world's going to go through a very serious energy cost hike.
Yeah.
So, but when we go back to what's happening with the Republican Party, so Marco Rubio, as we're recording this within just a few minutes, he came out and actually called for a pause on voting in Republican leadership in the Senate for the Republican Party. That means Mitch McConnell's on the ropes. And
yeah,
I'll tell you, there is a tremendous amount of frustration. He's the least liked politician in Washington. And he, according to Josh Hawley, another very influential and powerful, you know, kind of populist senator from Missouri, who's a very bright young guy.
Yeah.
He says, hey, you had no plan, Mitch. You just wanted to take power and you couldn't articulate what we're going to do with it. And
yeah,
that's why people don't trust you. And he's saying that Rubio's calling for a different vote. You've got a number of very influential Republican House members saying, wait a second, Kevin McCarthy, we're not there. And that reflects basically the frustration with the potential that they should have won a very large majority in this House race.
Yeah.
And we failed to do it. And again, it's Republicans tubing themselves because they look at the world from like what the New York Times and Washington Post think and say, and they got to stop doing that. They got to stop listening to MSNBC and the network news and start listening to the people on the street and the frustrations. And the party just didn't do that.
No.
The organization, the Republican National Committee, and these senior leaders did not do that. So, Al, I think that the population is moving more towards Trumpism, whether you agree with Trump or not,
right,
with nationalism, with bringing back industry, with closing the borders, with providing security. The population is moving in that direction.
You bet.
When Washington is in this big fight to protect their own interests.
Yeah. Well, I think Trumpism, quite frankly, I mean, one of the reasons I supported Donald Trump so strongly back in 15 is, in my mind, Trumpism back in those days and even today is synonymous with nationalism. And I believe that America is not strong enough yet at this point to concentrate on anything but nationalism. China and Russia, for example, are just two very formidable foes. And I think if we don't build up the strength of our country, we're going to be under their thumb. I really agree. I really believe that, Jim.
Well, and the weaker we get right now with,
yeah,
you know, internal division and then really bad foreign policy mistakes, and then, of course, you know, Biden comes out and says, hey, we're back. Well, you know what? It looks like the incompetence is back. And most people just can't depend on the United States outside. You know, very, very few can depend on the policy consistency. And that was proven after Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We left too many allies hanging. We left too many people, literally left them on the ground against an enemy that we'd fought for 20 years. Wasted.
And there was nothing. America wasn't strong enough, quite frankly, just to go in there and say, you know, we're going to blow you off the face of the earth if you don't let us get these people out right now. And,
right.
And Biden did not have... He didn't have the ability to say that.
No, they are focused on climate change.
Yeah.
They're focused on agendas that give them political power and personal control over people. They're focused on staying wealthy and rich by supporting corporate interests in relationships with trade with China.
Yeah.
They're missing the mark on developing a more positive relationship with a, you know, challenged but democratic India.
Yeah.
They're missing the mark on pushing more stronger relationships with the countries in Eastern Europe, former Soviet states like Poland and Hungary, that really push back against that authoritarian mentality. And they're bowing to, you know, France and Germany, which, you know, have, you know, completely different types of political systems. You know, Giorgio Meloni in Italy is someone that we should be working with, but the Biden administration is disparaging them. They undermine Bolsonaro in Brazil, who was very strongly supportive of Trump and nationalism and protecting his country, but they helped undermine his election. So very dangerous policies pushing leftist ideologies and using tech industry, using the media, and using these climate, you know, efforts to actually control people's lives rather than improving them.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you 100%. By the way, somebody who should think about improving itself, or an entity that should try to think about improving itself, is Great Britain at this point in time. The headlines this morning were GDP of Great Britain decreased in the last measurement.
Yeah, so they're negative GDP. We went 2 quarters negative GDP. It's funny how the media is saying, "Oh, they're going to go towards recession," and we ignored the fact that we went recession for a little bit. We've got a little bit of positive growth, and then you had this information yesterday, 7.8% inflation, only 7.8% when it was expected to be 8%. So the market, you know, jumped way up there.
Yeah.
But here's the reality: 2 days after the election, I got gas today. It was 10 cents more than it was on Monday.
Yeah.
That 10 cents more a gallon. You're going to see stockpiles. We stopped selling out of the national stockpile, the national fuel stockpile, and you're going to see prices start to go up. You're going to see a lot of pressure with the Ukrainian war continuing.
I think you're right about that.
We're not, inflation still 7.8%. And oh, by the way, that's year over year, but a year ago it was at 6%. So we've got tremendous inflation problems still, you know.
We do. And that should be, and that's when you get back to nationalism. That should be one of the administration's highest priorities, is to take care of that. And you should start it with energy, in my opinion. And what that means is, that means basically that the direction towards green energy perhaps should be a little bit developed downward, because we need to be energy efficient, quite frankly, as we were under the Trump administration.
Well, and absolutely. And when Biden comes out yesterday to brag about his successes in this, actually losing the House more than likely, and he says we've got to continue down the same road without changing when 40% or when 60% of the population's against him right now.
You bet.
I just don't know how that works.
Gotta cut off, Jimmy. You guys, we're going to be right back to wrap up the show.